They do it every year at this time when most eagle pairs are tending to eggs in their nest. At the Center for Conservation Biology in Williamsburg, Director Brian Watt says they do it by air, and spotting the nests is usually pretty easy.
The nests typically are 6 to 8 feet across. They may weigh a ton, so a lot of these nests sort of look like Volkswagens sitting up in the crown of a tree.
Back in the 1970s, they counted fewer than 20 eagle pairs in such nests in Virginia. But after DDT was banned and eagles were placed on the endangered species list, the birds have rebounded in a big way, now more than 1,000 pairs.
And it's not too often in a lifetime that you can say that a culture made a decision that changed the trajectory of an entire species. But that's the case with eagles here in the U.S.
Watts says there's plenty of food in rivers near Chesapeake Bay, but the eagles are running out of territories, and that's likely to limit growth in the state from this point on. Evan Jones, WFIR News.